After winning the vote in the general election, Al Landis will take over as Tuscarawas County Commissioner. Good morning with your WTUZ 9 a.m. news. I'm Mary Alice. After serving the community in various political roles for 31 years, Kerry Metzger is officially retired. Al Metzger began his career in 1987 by being elected to a council position and later served as New Philadelphia Council's president, which he says wouldn't happen without the community.
They gave me a great honor and a privilege to represent them at three different levels of government. I just really appreciated the fact that they had the confidence in me to send me back 31 years.
Al Landis, who reached his term limit as Ohio's 98th District State Representative, thanked Metzger for his service and said how he set an example for everyone.
I want to commend Commissioner Metzger on his 31 years of service to the people in our area as a city councilman, as a state rep, as the county commissioner. And I think that working together with him in this transition is just going to be an absolute joy.
And coming up this afternoon will be Landis's first day at the county commissioner's 3 o'clock meeting. And Metzger says that he will continue to advocate for the education and awareness all related to Lyme disease, a condition his wife and son contracted years ago. A tentative start date is now set for the Bluebell Drive project for needed upgrades through the Ohio Department of Transportation as they fully fund that project bid of just over $183,000. New Philadelphia City Service Director Ron McAbeer says that crews are expected to begin in the first week of February.
Parham Electric Incorporated will be taking care of it. What you'll see first is they're just going to come in and pour the foundations for the new poles. And then from there, they'll release the poles out to the manufacturer to get those built. And those are supposed to be in by the end of May.
And he notes that traffic should see only minor impacts.
They have some lane closure just be during the day. All their work is be out of the roadway. Now, when they go down there and dig for their foundations in February there, you'll have a little bit of disruption there, but there'll be nothing overnight.
And a completion date for that project is expected for June 17th, and then final touches to be wrapped up by the end of July. Then taking a look at state news, a new Ohio law allows the spouses of transferred military members to collect unemployment benefits if a move forces spouses to quit their jobs. An analysis of the nonpartisan Ohio Legislative Service Commission found about 44 military spouses will claim benefits under this law each year for a cost of about $242,000 annually. And the Dayton Daily News reports that a fraction of the $854 million that the state paid out in unemployment benefits last year. Then in sports news, in college football, Ohio State wins the Rose Bowl in Urban Meyer's finale as head coach, 28-23 over Washington. And quarterback Dwayne Haskins was able to throw 3 touchdown passes. Be sure to stay up to date on all the latest sports news by following Big Z Sports on Twitter and Facebook. And that's a look at your 9 o'clock news report. Now your Z Country forecast.
Patchy drizzle early this morning. Cloudy sky today. High temperature in the lower 40s. Tonight, a few rain showers are possible this evening. Then a few snow showers overnight tonight. Cloudy and a bit breezy. Low temperature falls off to 31. No snow accumulation expected. Thursday, we're looking at a cloudy start to the day. Some breaks of sun will start to work their way through during the afternoon. High temperature in the upper 30s. A mainly clear sky Thursday night, low of 27, partly cloudy Friday, high of 46. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For more information on local news, Big Z Sports, and everything happening here in Z Country, go online to WTUZ.com. With your 9 o'clock news, I'm Mary Alice.
99.9 WTUZ.